This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 421, podcasting strategies for speakers and experts, and what happens when you compare yourself to others, both by Kate Erickson of eofire.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host, and a very happy Thanksgiving if you are celebrating today. This is, of course, the podcast where I read to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship each and every day. Now, today for our holiday edition, we've got two different posts from Kate Erickson of EO Fire, or Entrepreneurs on Fire. And let's get right to the first of those posts as we start optimizing your life. Podcasting Strategies for Speakers and Experts by Kate Erickson of eofire.com. When it comes to sharing your message, making an impact, gaining credibility and authority, and growing your reach, there are few platforms more powerful than podcasting. Podcasting has been around for quite some time, but only recently have people really started paying attention. According to Edison Research, awareness of the term podcasting is at 64%. That's up from 46% in 2012. And the percent that have listened to a podcast in the last month is at 26%, up from 14% in 2012. That's an estimated 73 million Americans that have listened to a podcast in the last month, according to a 2018 study. As a result of the growing popularity of podcasts, big brands are launching shows by the dozens, like NPR, WNYC, even MSNBC and the New York Times have podcasts. Podcasting, a unique opportunity. It's because podcasting gives you, the host, a unique opportunity to create a real connection and relationship with your listeners and grow your reach. The formula to help you accomplish this with your podcast is pretty simple. Share free, valuable, and consistent content that serves your audience. Podcasting strategies. So, what are some of the strategies you can use as a speaker or expert to leverage this powerful medium of podcasting? 1. Repurpose your content. Podcasting allows you to grow your reach worldwide. Smart speakers, mobile devices, car stereos, podcasting is available anywhere, anytime. Best part is, as a speaker or expert, you already have plenty of content to share with your audience, so why not repurpose that content on a podcast and extend your reach even further? 2. Market your own products and services. Your podcast is your platform, which means you're in charge. There are several ways to generate revenue from your podcast, including sponsorships with companies and brands that want to reach your audience. However, an opportunity not many leverage is using your podcast as your own marketing channel. If you have an upcoming launch, are publishing a new book, or looking to sell tickets to your next live event, your podcast can be a major marketing channel for you to sell your own products and services to an audience who already knows, likes, and trusts you. 3. Build connections and relationships. As a speaker or expert, you know just as well as I do the value of growing an audience filled with people who know, like, and trust you. That connection is priceless. But the reach of your podcast doesn't stop there. Podcasting is a tool that can help you build powerful relationships with guests and create other opportunities like speaking on stage and partnerships with other experts in your industry or niche. Use your podcast as a tool to provide value to others by inviting them on as a guest and sharing what they have going on with your audience. They will thank you, and you'll have a great new relationship you can nurture moving forward. Sharing your message. As a speaker or expert, you also already know the power of sharing your message. Leveraging the great medium of podcasting to help grow your reach will ensure that your message is heard by more people, creating an even bigger impact. Leverage these three podcasting strategies, and your podcast will be on fire in no time. What happens when you compare yourself to others? By Kate Erickson of eofire.com. This is a topic I've heard a great deal about recently. What happens when you compare yourself to others? Whether it's a question about what someone else is doing or a comment about feeling less than as a result of comparing, it's a topic and struggle many entrepreneurs face. Is it because we focus too much on the wins people share without realizing behind that win are potentially hundreds of losses? Or maybe it's because we forget the person we're comparing ourselves to has been at this for much longer than we have. We tend to compare our right now, our beginning, to someone else's future, their height. Whatever the case, comparing yourself to others is a waste of time. John launched EO Fire on September 22nd, 2012. 6 months later, he was generating revenue through coaching and one-off sponsorship opportunities. Does that mean just because you launched a podcast that your podcast is terrible if you aren't able to accomplish the same thing? What if you also launched a podcast and within 6 months you were generating revenue through affiliate relationships? Would that be acceptable? Did you ever stop to think or realize that the income John was generating at month six didn't even come close to breaking him out of the red because of the thousands of dollars he invested in himself at the beginning of his journey? But then you'll probably immediately go to the fact that John had a runway and you don't. There is no one else in the world who is just like you. No one else is in the exact situation as you, and no one else carries the same strengths, experiences, and weaknesses that you do. Start recognizing what your strengths, experiences, and weaknesses are, and start leveraging them in a positive way without concerning yourself with what someone else is doing. At the end of the day, that person you're comparing yourself to has a completely different set of strengths, experiences, and weaknesses than you. You just listened to the posts titled Podcasting Strategies for Speakers and Experts and What Happens When You Compare Yourself to Others, both by Kate Erickson of eofire.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And a little bit about Kate. She has been part of the EO Fire or Entrepreneurs on Fire team since 2013 as the content creator, but she's taken on a bunch of different roles since then. In early 2013, she left her corporate job at an advertising and marketing agency to finally start creating the life she wanted to live, where someone else wasn't dictating her every move. And now she loves helping entrepreneurs create freedom in their business and life through developing systems and processes that can help their business scale and grow. So you can come by eofire.com to learn more about Kate. You can also see a lot more articles, income reports, podcast episodes, and much, much more. Again, that's eofire.com. And that should do it for today. Hope you enjoyed our posts from Kate, and have yourself a great Thanksgiving if you are celebrating. Make sure to be safe and enjoy the holiday, and I'll be back here with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.